I have a very old Bible, dated 1804. It's a family Bible. It's belonged to my family, who were yeoman farmers. They were, by the standards of their time, pretty wealthy people. It's a family Bible. It didn't just belong to one member as a family. Note a couple of things about this. It was bought for people to read together. And secondly, it was money that made it possible. Now, in my house, we have, well, I don't know. I had a quick count up, and it's probably more than 30 Bibles. Indeed, probably one for every mood of every person in the house on every day of the week. So we are just attuned to thinking that reading our own Bible on our own is normal. Whereas, in fact, as I hope I've shown, it's very abnormal in the history of the church. No, for most of church history, and indeed still for most Christians throughout the world, the word is shared. The word of life is shared. The life of Christ is shared. People sit together to hear the word, to hear together from their good shepherd, God speaking to his people. First and foremost, the word is always addressed to the people, Christ's body, which by virtue of baptism, we are all part. By baptism, we are all included together in Christ. And apart from that body, I am cut off from his life. We cannot hear the word apart from, in separation from, our brothers and sisters. And I think we have to push that further in our context than just saying we have to be in fellowship with them. Because it's all too easy to say, well, I'm in fellowship with my brothers and sisters, I just spend very little time with them. No, rather, it is our shared life, made real as we gathered together, our shared life that takes flesh around the world, around the word. The life of Jesus is our common life. Two or three are gathered in my name, says Jesus, and I am there. This life is a life we share, and we cannot know it apart from one another. And so we come back to that question that may have disturbed us at the beginning. Do I hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, you may ask? And the answer is, yes, you do. We do. As we come together to listen to his word in the gospel, we stand and we hear Jesus speaking to us. We come to his table. We feed on Jesus in bread and wine. Together we share in the life of Christ, the Good Shepherd. The life that we have is only life in that it is the life that we share. There is only one risen Lord. We haven't all got our own. And so may God, in his infinite mercy and justice, guide and protect us. And may the Good Shepherd continue to speak to us. And may we, as we gather together week by week, open our ears, our heart and our mind, and together set out once more to follow in the footsteps of him, risen from the dead, calling us to new life, shared together in his name, to the glory of the Father. Amen.